This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off four new Vande Bharat Express trains from Banaras Railway Station today. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that trains like Vande Bharat, Namo Bharat and Amrit Bharat are laying the foundation for the next generation of Indian railways. Every Indian is proud of the Vande Bharat train. The train is made for the Indians, by the Indians and of the Indians. He said that today, with the launch of four new Vande Bharat trains, that is Banaras-Khajuraho, Lucknow-Saharanpur, Firozpur-Delhi and Ernakulam-Bengaluru, the number of Vande Bharat trains running in the country has increased to more than 160.
आज वंदे भारत, नमो भारत और अमृत भारत जैसी ट्रेनें भारतीय रेलवे की अगली पीढ़ी की नींव तैयार कर रही है। ये भारतीय रेलवे को ट्रांसफॉर्म करने का एक पूरा अभियान है। वंदे भारत भारतीयों की, भारतीयों द्वारा, भारतीयों के लिए बनाई हुई ट्रेन है।
The Prime Minister said that infrastructure in developed countries across the world has played an important role in their economic upliftment.
जिन भी देशों में बड़ी प्रगति बड़ा विकास हुआ है, उनके आगे बढ़ने के पीछे वहां के इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर डेवलपमेंट की है। अब मान लीजिए कोई इलाका है, लंबे समय से वहां रेल नहीं जा रही, जैसे ही वहां स्टेशन बन जाएगा, उस नगर का अपने आप विकास शुरू हो जाता है। किसी गांव के अंदर सालों से रोड ही नहीं है, लेकिन जैसे ही एक छोटा सा रोड बन जाता है, किसानों का माल वहां से बाजार में जाना शुरू हो जाता है। कहीं पर भी जब ऐसी व्यवस्थाएं विकसित होती है, तो उस क्षेत्र का विकास शुरू हो जाता है।
The Prime Minister said that today Uttar Pradesh development has opened up greater tourism opportunities. Electioneering for the second and final phase of Bihar Assembly polls has reached a crescendo. Various leaders of political parties are trying their best to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed an election rally in Sitamarhi. The Prime Minister said that the NDA not only focuses on development but also preserves the state's heritage. He said that the NDA government, under the leadership of Nitish Kumar, has rebuilt the faith of the people of Bihar and now investors are eager to come to the state. Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Yadav, while addressing an election rally in Jamui, said that he is committed to solving the problem of unemployment. He assured that if the Mahagathbandhan comes to power, all promises made to the people will be fulfilled. In Jammu and Kashmir, two infiltrators were killed in an encounter with the security forces in Keran sector of Kupwara district last night. An army spokesperson said that the alert troops intercepted a group of terrorists trying to intrude into this side of the LOC. He said after the group was challenged by the troops, fierce gunfighting ensued in which two unidentified infiltrators were killed. The spokesperson said that the operation in the area is still continuing. In Chhattisgarh's Garyaband district, seven Maoists have surrendered. They laid down their arms before the Inspector General of Police, Raipur Range, Amresh Mishra. On the occasion, the surrendered Maoist also handed over six weapons to the police. A total reward of 37 lakh rupees had been announced on these Maoists. All flight operations at the Indira Gandhi International Airport in New Delhi have been restored. In an advisory, Delhi Airport said that all flight operations are normal. It also advised passengers to stay in touch with their respective airlines for the latest flight status updates. Flight operations at the Delhi airport were affected yesterday due to technical issue with the Automatic Message Switching System or AMSS that supports the air traffic control flight planning process. An immense cricket India will take on host Australia in the final game of the five-match T20 series at the Gabba in Brisbane today. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:45 p.m. Indian time. The men in blue defeated Australia by 48 runs in the fourth match on Thursday to take a 2-1 lead in the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.